Well, welcome back to our podcast for Women's Month, Fierce 2024, where we continue to explore our theme, being brave. Mm-hmm. So today we're chatting to Minister Simpiwe and Pastor Janine, and I mm-hmm. think we've got quite an exciting topic of overcoming fear.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to overcoming fear. So let's start off very simply with a definition. Pastor G, if you'll take that for us. How do you define fear?
So that is such a good question, because we often define it as a powerful emotional response, mm-hmm. one that is normally termed as a psychological response, whether it is a threat, whether it's real or not, physical, emotional. But, fear is definitely one of those emotional responses that I believe can hamper our growth. It can definitely stop us from exploring and doing what we need to do. And ultimately from being who we call to be. Sometimes we understand that fear has the ability and the power to paralyze you emotionally or physically. And it shows up in places, spaces, and seasons in our lives when we are called to be brave and do what we need to do. So it's a powerful emotional response.
Yeah, I think it's so important that you've mentioned that actually fear can paralyze, I think, even your purpose.
Yeah.
Right? Because it takes you away from where you're supposed to be in that right moment and in that right time. So I think let's maybe have a little bit of a conversation around the common fears that we kind of hear. So Minister Sims, will you please just start us off with some of the common ones that you've heard?
All right. The one that I can think of right now, it's fear of rejection, which is, I feel, it is the most, the one that paralyzes you, you know, the most, because no one wants to be rejected, So when you get into that space, when you feel rejected, you actually reject yourself, you doubt yourself, you start doubting even your abilities, your capabilities, and then that then affects your habits, it affects your behavior, it affects how you interact even with people, your relationships, because you do not trust anymore. You do not, even not knowing that even as I am here, am I making a contribution that is positive or what? So it just kills the human spirit, rejection. It goes deep. So for me, it is one that I know from personal experience as well. We do, one way or another, be in spaces where we feel rejected. So it's one of the areas that I battled with a lot. Funny enough that, when you face death, death can actually translate as rejection to the other person who is behind, who is left behind, who is still alive. So it comes in, it's tricky, it's not easy to identify as well. Fear of rejection is one of the most deadly, if I can say, that kills a human spirit.
Sure. I think that's super powerful. And if I can just add like one sentence there, it is because we are built for human connection, right? That's how God created us. And so when you are rejected, it goes deep into not just your psyche, but into your spirit.
Exactly, because
that's how God created us. And often we find that kids that have been abandoned or rejected when they were younger, they really, really struggle in life. And deep work needs to happen in order to overcome that.
True. So,
Yeah, I think let's speak a little bit about that deep work. I think that's a power word. We should have just couldn't hear anything. Yes. So what is that deep work in the fear of rejection that you feel should happen, Pastor G?
Yeah, I mean, you've obviously gone through this journey, but I think you need to come to a point where, firstly, you need to acknowledge that it is rejection, and sometimes it's a spirit that attaches to you because of the abandonment in your life at any season in your life. So it's the acknowledgement that that is what we are dealing with, that is, call it out by name, you know. I do believe in two things, because my background is pretty much clinical psychology, so I believe in going into therapy. Yes. But over and above that, I believe in going into just a season of deliverance, spending time with and journeying with people that can take you through a healing journey on a spiritual level, not just on an emotional level. And therapy helps you emotionally. It's amazing to just go through that journey. But I also think from a spiritual perspective, deliverance is definitely part of that journey. Yeah. It takes it from the root.
Yes.
It uproots it. And it sets you on that path. Of recovery.
All
right, if I can jump in. For me, having gone through that, the one thing that I had to, which was very difficult, it was to look within. Because now you need to face your fears, you need to look within yourself. That was the one part that was so difficult. Sometimes I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror, because it will reflect that not being valuable, not being worthy, not being, you know. But one thing that pulled me out, you know, it's how Pastor G just mentioned the spiritual deliverance. It's through the scriptures, through reading what God says about you. Meaning the situations have spoken, the death has spoken, you spoke, people spoke. Now what does God say about this situation? So I would just immerse myself in the word and just listening to sermons, and you know, and every time I would hear that, you know, what God things about us, something would be triggered in me to say, wow, you know, there's something here that I'm not aware of, you know. And one verse that actually got me is that fear, you know, it's an absence of love. And I had to look at my life, and I looked, you know, when my parents passed, when my dad passed, and having my family passed away, I saw that is one thing that I'm missing. It's that love, you know, that foundation. So it made me like really lean on God.
Because God is love.
Exactly. I am not letting go.
Just grasp.
But one thing that, you know, picked me up a lot is that it's an unconditional love. It's not just love.
That's good.
It's unconditional. It looks at my flaws and it still comes back and say, I love you. You are mine. It looks at my mistakes and it still come back and say, you are mine, you know, and pulls me and demand from me, you know, to say, you are more than that. Come up. You are more than that. So for me, God's love was the key. And I think it's a foundation for anyone, you know, to just lean and build from that.
You've put it so beautiful in that really the way to move forward was to get into the word. And getting into the word meant getting into love. But it's like God just holds us in this love and we're drowning and you're like, okay, fine. I'll receive you, because I think sometimes we need the push of the Holy Spirit to say, come into my arms. I think the thing about rejection is that you will hold yourself, you'll hold your own heart and try to soothe yourself, but we can never really be enough for ourselves the way that Jesus can be enough for ourselves. So that's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, that was very profound. Pastor G, I think if you could perhaps just share a personal story of where you had to overcome fear and how it led to growth in your life.
Yeah. So for me, it was the fear of failure. This is quite a common one, and I think a lot of people and a lot of women just struggle with the fear of failure. Mm. I always tell the story that I have an older sister. Her name is Belinda. Now, Belinda, that's my favorite story. So Belinda was just brilliant. I mean, academically, she was just amazing. And she was ahead of me, 4 years older than me. Went ahead of me at school. And when I came to standard one, grade three.
Yeah,
I'm just giving my age away.
Our generation only knows grades.
Exactly. Yes.
Grade three.
So, you know, Belinda was so intelligent. She was one of those that skipped like grades, right? I got to this grade three, and the teacher asked me, one of the teachers, I can't even remember her name. Yeah. I'm so glad God just wiped her name from my memory.
Yeah.
But she asked me this question, why aren't you as smart as your sister? And that statement impacted my schooling career for the rest of my life. And I think I grew up just having this fear of failure, fear of making mistakes, fear of not succeeding. And because of that, it paralyzed me. And I think I just flew above the radar, making it every year, until I got to high school and I realized I want to go to varsity. So I better, I better get my grades up to get into varsity. But I think this fear of failure was definitely a personal, deep, journey for me to overcome, because I needed to realize that, you know, God has created me with purpose. There's only one of me. Yeah. And if I don't do what God has called me to do,
who will?
If I don't, you know, complete the assignment and the work, that who will? Who will? And I'm definitely not going to go down, you know, in life as not being that person, that God, doing what God has called me to be and to do. So that is definitely something that I think we all struggle with to a degree, that it paralyzes us in life in not achieving what we need to achieve. And just being mediocre because we believe that, you know, or because of this fear of failure. And I think it's also this other side of the coin, that we know we are brilliant. God has created us. So we know that we are brilliant. And so we are fearful to be brilliant and to be what God has called us to be. So both sides of the coins, I think, impacts us in our journeys. And so I guess the only thing that we need to focus on is, are we relevant? Are we doing what God has called us to do? And are we living on purpose and in purpose every day? And forget about whether you're successful or not.
Beautiful. That's so powerful. I think separating yourself from your fears, it takes work. Because sometimes those fears are not even your own. Sometimes they are inherited fears. Sometimes they are fears, maybe you just were in an environment that those fears were just like, normal to be afraid. Like, why are you not afraid? So maybe let's do one more, right? One more of each. A common fear that Minister Sims, you just want to share and dive deep into, that we experience or that you've just seen that as a trend.
Okay. I will touch on the fear of uncertainty. Often we are, when we, as human beings, when we evolve, when we change, when we grow, we're going to find ourselves in areas or rooms which are uncertain to what we are familiar with, you know? So one of the basic trigger, you know, when you get into a room and you're not familiar, it just represents fear because you're not familiar and you don't know how to respond to something, you know. You want to just, you know, go back and hide and not challenge and not challenge yourself and actually see what is inside of you because it's in those rooms that demands or pulls what is inside of you. The uncertainty, the unknown, you know, you only grow in those areas, unfortunately. Nothing else will pull from you. It's like when in the scripture, so many apostles that God used, Abraham had to go to a land that he was not familiar with. Joshua as well. Gideon was called to go and save the Israelites. And he looked at himself and said, I'm the least in my family, you know. And look at my family. They are the weakest in the clan, you know. So it's one thing we cannot run away from. It's God's tool to pull what is inside, what he placed on the inside of us. So uncertainty, we just have to, you know, get familiar with and just embrace it. And just knowing that, you know, I want to be the best. I want to see what Simpiwe, or the, discover more of who Simpiwe is. You need to be in those space of uncertainty.
Oh, absolutely. I think for me, mine is quite similar, the fear of change, right? The only thing that we're certain about is change.
That's true.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. So that's the other piece that I think we sometimes struggle with. This element of change, and we have to in this world, things change all the time, constantly. And so the ask, what is the call of God from us, is that to know that even in the change, he will be there, to know that even in the change, he's gone ahead of us.
Yes.
He knows our end from our beginning and our beginning from our end. He understands the story, what's happening in the middle. And so it's this call of truly, truly trusting God. And I think that is what this fear of change is challenging us. Do we truly trust God in every phase, in every stage of our lives? I know we're going to cover a whole podcast or episode on this element around change because we have seen in 2022 that the world can drastically change in a moment. And so we are really called to rise above even the change and trust God explicitly and completely, regardless of what happens. But over and above that, God is also calling us to make sure that we are agile enough that when the change comes, that we can show up during those times, knowing that we have invested enough. There's enough word level on the inside of us. You know, there's enough worship on the inside of us. There is enough of Him on the inside of us so that we can stand and we can continue to do what he's called us to do. Because change is always,
it's inevitable.
It will always happen. So don't fear change. That's my advice. Do not fear change. Make sure that you continue to invest in yourself, in your spirit life, in your emotional life, even physically. Because your health can be challenged. That can change tomorrow. So make sure you invest in yourself so that when change comes, you are ready. You are ready. But ultimately, trust God.
Yeah. Amen. That's good. So what are the, maybe you'll say, top three ways that we can invest in ourselves or prepare ourselves for a moment where we are faced with change or we're faced with the fear that is right there? So how can we say, okay, I've got these three things in the bag and I should be okay? Yeah.
Wow. If I can go. So for me, it will be, first you need to realize that there is an issue.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot challenge or change anything that you're not aware of. Mm-hmm. So you need to realize that I have an issue in this area, in this in this case, fear. So what are the things that I can do around, you know, to make sure that I come out? Because fear is always going to be there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me sitting here, it's you know, but I had to come to a realization that what is it that you want, Simpiwe? Yes. Are you it's the questions that you ask yourself as well. You know, I don't ever want to go back to where I was. I definitely don't want to be where I am. I want to be somewhere tomorrow. Sure. You know, and that will mean today. What is it that you do today to ensure that you get there tomorrow? So it's facing those fear and asking those difficult questions to say, what is it that you want, and how bad do you want it? What are you willing to do to get there?
And women know what they want.
No, I think we do know what we want. So we're just special that way. But I think we're also on this journey of self-discovery all the time. And so making sure that you know who you are, you know, I just, we keep on growing, we keep on evolving, but make sure that you're in tune with who you are, know who you are, know your strengths, just understand what are the areas that you still need to grow and develop in. I think that's number one for me. Know thyself, know thyself. Number two is, and this is not in the order of priority, but know thy God.
Yes.
Make sure you understand who the God is that you serve, right?
Yeah.
So that when you are going into that battle, and whatever giant you're facing, whatever that giant's name is, fear of rejection, fear of uncertainty, fear of change, fear of failure, fear of success, whatever that giant is, know thy God. Because God is stronger than any giant that you are facing, than any fear that you are facing.
Yeah.
So that you know that when you are coming up, and it's going to be there, you're right, we're going to meet it at every phase, at every level of our lives. But you, when you're going up against it, you know you're not going alone, and your God is bigger. I was saying to Joelle the other day, because she was going through a fear of rejection and rejection of, you know, classmates and people at school, and she was going through a tough time. And I said to her, Jo, you know, there's just some battles that you don't fight. You know, especially when it comes to your character and it's coming up against you. Know thy God. He is a fierce warrior. And he is going to fight this battle on your behalf. So know thy God. Know yourself. Know thy God. And then lastly, I want to say, know your purpose. Do not be confused around, why are you here on earth? What God has called you to do? What is your assignment in this season? Do not be confused about that. And if you are a little bit confused, ask God. Discover it through his word. Discover it through, you know, going through personal visioning and doing your, we ran a class about, what is it, your vision board, you know, connecting with mentors and coaches and having people in your life that can help you on this journey. So those are my three things.
Thank you, ladies. Yeah, I think that was truly so insightful, encouraging, inspiring. So thank you. I think we can reflect back on today's discussion and know that with bravery we can overcome fear, especially with God on our side. So thank you. Yeah, continue to be brave and overcome fear. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.